Under pressure from members of Congress, led by Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, NASA turned to the National Academy of Public Administration for an outside look at whether its security controls were adequate to keep foreign national employees from exfiltrating sensitive information. Charles Bolden, the NASA administrator, told Congress this week that he agrees with all 27 recommendations in the NAPA report, and the agency's moving to implement all of them.
Consistent with the report's recommendations, NASA has established a Foreign National Access Management Program to strengthen our foreign national oversight, including efforts to ensure compliance with U.S. government export control policies. I have repeatedly communicated the importance of the NAPA report and NASA's corresponding actions to all of my senior managers. I am now in the process, along with Associate Administrator Robert Lightfoot, of visiting each NASA center and underscoring the importance of security to our entire workforce.
So, what are those recommendations? For the most part, we don't know, because NASA has deemed the entire report, including its conclusions, a sensitive document.
There were a number of vulnerabilities that are pointed out in the report, vulnerabilities that we knew about. When taken in toto, open NASA up to exposure of inroads to our systems, and that's not what we want to get out. So that's the reason it wasn't embarrassing. I was disappointed that we found that we had vulnerabilities that I had not found when I first became the NASA administrator.
Dick Thornburgh led the NAPA study. He's a former U.S. Attorney General and Pennsylvania governor. In testimony before the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Commerce, Justice, and Science, he did shed some light on what his team found. One central conclusion, he says, is that up until recently, NASA essentially did not have a meaningful oversight program to manage the security around its foreign national employees.
While NASA is among the best organizations in the world when it comes to managing complex technological efforts, the agency does not apply its normal degree of program management rigor to foreign national access management, a largely administrative process. The Foreign National Asset Management Program is not managed as a program, but rather in a more stovepiped organizational fashion. Individual headquarters elements produce overly broad program directives, which in turn are subject to widely varying interpretations by NASA centers. Additionally, NASA headquarters has inadequate means for determining the overall efficacy of their directives and mandated processes so that problem areas can go unrecognized.
Also, Thornburgh says his panel found serious and long-standing cybersecurity vulnerabilities at NASA, at least on its unclassified networks.
NASA IT professionals expressed strong concerns about the security of the agency's non-classified systems, with some believing that these systems have already been compromised. This finding is reinforced by other reviews of NASA's information technology, including those done by the NASA Inspector General. The fundamentally flawed outcomes that I mentioned earlier result when you couple this loosely structured program with relatively easily penetrable information technology security systems. I would be remiss if I didn't also note that while the Academy's focus was on the threat posed by foreign nationals, many of the panel's findings apply equally to threats arising from trusted insiders, as well as other parties looking to compromise NASA's information technology.
Thornburgh stressed that the panel's charter was to examine administrative problems at NASA around the Foreign National Access Management process, and not necessarily specific instances in which data has been stolen through espionage or other criminal acts. He also emphasized he couldn't discuss many details beyond the 4-page unclassified executive summary of the report NASA has already released. But at least one potentially troubling case has come to light so far. Bo Zhang, a Chinese national, came to NASA 4 years ago by way of a job at the nonprofit National Institute of Aerospace after just having graduated from a Chinese university that's on the Commerce Department's special entities list because of terrorism concerns. He was eventually given a NASA-issued laptop and hard drive, and an FBI investigation revealed that he had taken that equipment to China at least once. According to court documents, a NASA audit after the fact found that the computer didn't contain any classified material, but it did have extensive NASA research and proprietary information on its hard drive. Thornburgh did not directly address the Zhang case, but he says NASA has a lot of work to do when it comes to identifying its most important information and deciding who should be allowed to access it.
The agency should determine its critical assets and build mechanisms to protect them. This would begin with NASA compiling a comprehensive assessment of threats to its assets and establishing a board to manage the overall effort. NASA needs to correct long-standing information technology security issues, including establishing clear, specific, and mandatory requirements for all centers to follow regarding remote access of their information technology systems, and giving the NASA Chief Information Officer more control over IT operations in field centers.
Ultimately, Thornburg says, many of the changes NASA needs to make are cultural. For example, even though it has security procedures on the books, his panel found there are few, if any, consequences for violating them. It also found that while competition between the agency's various centers around the United States might be a good catalyst for innovation, it's not the best recipe for coherent management.
Ensuring individuals are held accountable, particularly when serious mistakes are made or important mandates are ignored, and to guard against the organizational tendency to revert back to prior lax habits once a problem has been deemed to have been solved and the tension of the moment has passed. The sixth and final area involves communicating the importance of these changes clearly, firmly, and consistently. The importance of security, the existence of real-world threats to NASA assets, and the need for improvements in handling foreign national issues have not been clearly and consistently communicated throughout NASA. Senior leaders must firmly establish and communicate their total commitment to an effective foreign national access management program that enhances cooperation while safeguarding information.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.